An investigator hired by the Alaska legislature has concluded that Governor Sarah Palin abused power in what's come to be known as the Troopergate affair. The report says the governor and her husband used their influence to try to settle a grudge against the governor's ex-brother-in-law. And Pierre's Martin Costi has been following the story. Martin, thanks for being with us.
Sure.
And what exactly is Governor Palin supposed to have done in the view of this investigator?
Well, this is about her sister's ex-husband, a gentleman named Mike Wooten, who's a state trooper in Alaska. And it's about a campaign to have him fired, basically, by the Palins. Todd Palin, the governor's husband, repeatedly contacted officials both on Palin's staff and elsewhere in state government, calling to their attention what he saw as this trooper's shortcomings as a state trooper. There were some severe cases of misconduct on the job and that sort of thing. And so there were multiple contacts by Todd Palin with staffers on the issue of this man's employment. And that, the investigator says, crossed the line, that the governor knew that her husband was doing this, did nothing to stop it. And what that essentially amounted to, says this investigator, is that the governor and her husband were using their office for personal benefit to settle a personal matter, and he finds that that's a violation of an ethics law in Alaska that prevents the governor from using her office for personal matters.
But there were charges of misconduct against the trooper.
Oh, no doubt about it. But the thing is, the folks investigating this looked into that, and he had been sanctioned by the state in those cases, and the Palins just kept pressing on these issues.
And who's this investigator?
His name is Steve Branchflower, and he was hired by the state legislature before Governor Palin had been picked as a candidate for vice president. He's a retired prosecutor. He's believed to be actually pretty conservative personally, although he's really tried to stay out of the partisan aspect of all of this. So he was hired to handle this. He was basically hired as a contractor. Mm-hmm. And then as he was getting ready to investigate this, she was picked for vice president by the McCain people, and the temperature on what was a parochial investigation into a personnel matter just ballooned into, as you can imagine, a huge political push-pull over what effect this would have on the presidential race.
And, well, at least what effect has it had so far, as you've been able to observe it on the McCain campaign?
Well, it's the McCain campaign, of course, immediately, and one understands why, you know, flew people to Anchorage in September to push back a little bit on this investigation, to discredit it ahead of time. They've been holding constant press conferences pointing out what they see as conflicts of interest. They point out repeatedly the fact that the state senator managing this investigation is a Democrat, an Obama supporter. The Democrats say, well, yes, but he's not conducting the investigation. He's just the manager of the investigation. And there's a real sort of fight over the perception of conflict of interest in this investigation. It has to be pointed out that the Legislative Council, which is sort of a joint House-Senate body that conducts some of these affairs in the state legislature during the off-season, so to speak, when they're not in session, they're the ones who authorized this investigation back in July, and they are a bipartisan body. And, in fact, Republicans are the majority on that council. And the fact that they continued with the investigation and actually voted unanimously to release the report yesterday says something, perhaps, about Governor Palin's sort of prickly relationship with Republicans in her own party in Alaska.
Which is sometimes also cited as one of her assets in public life. That she
no doubt about it. But the fact is the state Republicans did not shut this down, and they had the opportunity to do so.
But no legal consequences for the governor's, I understand.
This is like a congressional hearing. This is an investigation to clarify something, but this does not lead necessarily to any kind of legal consequence for the governor.
NPR's Martin Costi, thanks so much.
You're welcome.